When you're Rabbosai, so let's continue our discussion about these days of Simcha between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And what we said was that the basis or the basic reason why we have a period of Simcha is because this was the Zman of the celebration of Chanukkah Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdosh, 7 days before Sukkos, and then through the Sukkos, a two-week celebration. So therefore, we are knowing various things which are... So for instance, an Ovel is not mispalel. We had in Sasev a Motzah Shabbos, a Motzah Yom Kippur, then an Ovel went to the Omed, and he wanted a Dam Fan Omed, and the Rav went over and said, no, during these days, an Ovel is not mispalel Fan Omed. In monks they do.
Which days?
Okay, so monks they do, and in Sasev they don't. Okay,
that's a surprise, but which days?
Which days? We're talking about the period between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. In other words, these days now. So on Friday we spoke about the halachos of Avarachmim and Tikkos Chatzedek, which were nogeh to Shabbos. And today we're going to speak about Shachris tomorrow morning. Okay, so first of all, as we said, a novel is not mispalel for a nomad except in monks. And the second thing that Be'ahetiv brings down, Ein Misanin Afila Yotzeit, brings down B'Shem the Maharil. That even someone has Yotzeit during these days is not Misana if he has a minig, they normally fast, then he doesn't. Okay. Then the Mechaba says, Einoimim Tchinois. Einoimim Tchinois Pashtas means that we don't say Tachnun, which is for some people good news. Tomorrow morning, Monday, the long Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun tomorrow morning, unless they're doing monks. I don't think so. The Mechaber Paskins Einoim Tchinois, okay? And that's why we said, no Pirkei Avos, no Mishra Amalos, no Tzikoscha, etc. What about Lam Natseach? So on Rosh Chodesh we don't say Lam Natseach, on Chanukah we don't say Lam Natseach, on days of celebration we don't say Lam Natseach. There are two minhagim in Lam Natseach. I think the general minhag is that we do say Lam Natseach. I think most people do say Lam Natseach, but there are certainly kehillas where they're knowing not to say Lam Natseach, as in any of the happy days, the happy weekdays, if you like, where we don't say Lam Natseach. So tomorrow morning, after Chazoras HaShatz, we'll come to Tachnun, and the Shliach Tzibur will go straight to Yiskadal, and everybody will be smiling, so delighted. And then, what about Keiler HaChapayim? Do we say Keiler HaChapayim before Vayhi Bin Soya? And do we say the Hirotzoin, Nefnei Ovishbin Shmashmayim, after lining? So, it says Keiler HaChapayim, we do say. We say Keiler HaChapayim. So in other words, it's not Yiskadal V'Damir Be'Olmo V'Imro Omein Vayhi Bin Soya Horoin, but it's Damir Be'Olmo V'Imro Omein, and we do say Keiler HaChapayim. So there is a rule which says that on days when we don't say Keiler HaChapayim, we don't say Lam Natseach. There's a rule that way around. But it's not the rule the other way around, that if you don't say Lam Natseach, you don't say Keiler HaChapayim. So, well, it's one of my favorite, what's called, in fact, the favorite, the favorite Rosh Tevis of all, which is seven times Aleph. Yeah, Aleph, 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 and then dot dot Lamed, is Im Ein Oimrim Keiler HaChapayim, Ein Oimrim Lam Natseach. Okay, so on days when you don't say Keiler HaChapayim, but we do say Keiler HaChapayim tomorrow, before Kriyas HaTorah, we do say. And then comes the question, what about Yerotzoin, Milifnei Ovinu Shemashmaim? What? Yeah, Shimon, okay. Reb Shimon, yeah? In monks, right? Does an Ovel daven between Yom Kippur and Sukkos? There's an Ovel daven phenomenon between Yom Kippur and Sukkos.
He did this morning.
Okay. And right. And do you say Tachnun tomorrow? Do you say Tachnun tomorrow morning? No. But you could if you wanted.
No,
I mean.
We say at
the end of Tishri.
We do say Tachnun.
The end of Tishri, you say Tachnun. Okay. Fine. At least that. At the end of Tishri, you do say Tachnun. But okay, fine. So just to be clear, tomorrow morning we do say Keiler HaChapayim, but the Yerotzim Lefei Avinu Shemashmayim that we say after Kriyas HaTorah normally, we don't say tomorrow.
The one you
want to talk about, someone, the Lord,
the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the
Started the Torah, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Gimel Tishri, 5th of October, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, Shlita, in Yoni de Yoma. This week's Torah was sponsored in Nishmas of Yosef Do Ben Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichron Lebrocho, our devoted founder and organizer of Start Your Day, the Torahway London Golders Green, with his course, Hashem Vachalim, by Milchamo, Sheyach Zulu Otem, Leshalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. A good kvittel to everybody. They put on the thing sort of in Yonad Yuma, so we can talk about any topic in Sukkah, but as Hashem. So we've discussed one idea, B'siyata D'Shmaya, the topic of Na'anurim, which I personally find super interesting and fascinating. And it's something that needs to be addressed, because Lemaisa, what are we doing? What's the Havana behind the Na'anurim? What's the point of it? Why are we doing it? Let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, the Veheichan Hayu Menanim. The Mishnah says, and where do we shake? And the Mishnah answers that you shake in two places in Halal. You shake whenever you say Hoidu Lashem, and you shake whenever you say Ano Hashem. Those are the words of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say you also shake Ano Hashem Atzlichano. Fine. So we have Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel. Everyone holds you shake a Hoidu. The question is, do you also shake Ano Hashem Atzlichano? Beis Hillel hold, you shake only Ano Hashem Hoishiyana. And Beis Shammai hold, you say also Ano Hashem Atzlichano. That's Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel. Rabbi Akiva says, I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Shurim, Rabbi Gamliel, and they paskind like Beis Hillel, and they only shook Ano Hashem Hoishiyana. And Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, fine. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah comes along and says, V'heichan hayu menanim. The Mishnah asks, where do you shake? Ask the Gemara, you never told me you need to shake. The Mishnah is saying, where do you shake? Tell me where. But the Mishnah never introduced to me there is such a concept of shaking the Arba Minim. It doesn't say in the Torah you have to shake them, you have to move them. So the Mishnah is coming along and asking, Heichan Hayum Nana, where did they wave the Lulav? You tell me you need to wave the Lulav. Answers the Gemara, it's from a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, what's the shear of a Lulav? So the Mishnah says three. The Gemara explains it really means four. The Gemara says, why does it have to be four Tfachim? Says the Gemara, it needs to be four tefachim in order that you're able to wave it and you can move it. So we see from here that the shear of the lulav is based upon the size that you can shake and move a lulav. So I see from the fact that the shear which Moshe Malacha Moshe Sinai is three, the Gemara explains is really four tefachim. Why is it four tefachim? In order that you're able to shake it. So if you can shake it, that means you have to shake it. On that, the Mishnah asks, where do you shake it? Fine. So now we know that you do need to shake it, you do need to move it. The question is, what's the reason for this? So the Gemara then quotes the practice, what we do on Shavuos. We take the Shtei Alechem, and we take the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, the lambs offered up on Shavuos. And the Gemara explains the following, that the Kohanim, when they were makrivit, the bread, by the way, they didn't know actually makriv, they just ate the bread. They used to do a Maisa Tzunuf, they used to wave it. They took the Shtei Alechem, they put it on the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, and they used to move it up and down, right and left. Ask the Gemara, why are you moving it up and down, right and left? What's the point of this? The Gemara gives two reasons. The first reason that the Gemara gives is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He is in charge of all four sides and up and down. That's the first shit that the Gemara brings, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs all four corners of the world and up and down. That's the first shit brought by the Gemara. The second shit brought by the Gemara is not to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but in order to stop Ruchos Ros Tlalim Roim, in order to stop bad winds and bad Jews. Fine. So the Gemara explains that the avodah that was done by the Kohanim on Shavuos was either in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, or was in order to stop Ruchos Ros Tlalim Roim, bad winds and bad rains. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, V'chein B'sukkah, V'chein B'lulav. Rava says, exactly what we did on Shavuos, we do with the lulav. Meaning the practice that the Kohen did in the Beis HaMikdash with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres and the Shnei Alechem, that's exactly what we do with our lulav. Says the Gemara, I see from here, Mishari Mitzvah Ma'akvenes Aparanios. The famous, famous Gemara. The Shari Mitzvah Ma'akvenes Aparanios. What's Shari Mitzvah? Rashi explains in Sukkah, Shari Mitzvah doesn't mean something that's the actual mitzvah. It's something that's part of the mitzvah, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. Meaning, if you don't wave and shake your lulav, you've still fulfilled the mitzvah of lulav. Yet, even though it's not integral in the mitzvah, look how powerful it is. It stops ruchos, roos, and tlalim ra'im. So the Gemara says, what do I see from here? Even something that's not integral in the mitzvah has the power to ward off ruchos, roos, or tlalim ra'im. That's the Gemara there. So we see that whatever we did on Shavuos, we have to do with the Lulav. And then the Gemara brings a Maisa. Yaakov Edi. And the Gemara says a story with the Samoira. He used to take his Arba Minim, and he used to shake it. And he used to say, Gira Becha Be'enei Satan. He used to say, I'm attacking the Satan. So to speak, Rabbi Achaba Yaakov took his Arba Minim, he used to shake it as if it was some type of sword that could attack the Satan. And he said, this is going to destroy the Satan. The Gemara says, V'lav Milsahi, but you shouldn't do this, because it could arouse the Satan to maybe defend himself and attack back. Al Kaponim, that's what we see from the Gemara. Amazing thing, that what we do by the Anum of Sukkah is because we did it on Atzeres. Rava says we do the same thing by love. Machlokes b'Shamayim Hillel as to where we do it. But whatever we're doing, we're either Shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world, or we're stopping Ruach HaYisroel and Tfilah Lemayim, and it appears we're also destroying the Satan. The Gemara says when you shake your Arba Minim, don't say you're destroying the Satan, because that could cause him to then want to defend himself and Chas V'Shalom attack Klal Yisrael. Al Kaponim, that's what we see from here. Fine. So we see there's something called the Nanu. Sure. What's the source for this Nanu? Where does it say you have to shake it in Halal? So Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos brings a fascinating source. The Gemara doesn't bring this. Tosfos there, in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, brings the following Makar. Says Tosfos, is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. The pasuk says, M'lifnei Hashem kiva lishbaites haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. And the pasuk says, Oz yiranenu atzei hayah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and judges the land, Oz yiranenu atzei hayah. Then the trees of the forest will praise Hashem. Okay, so there's a judgment. And after that judgment, the trees of the forest will praise Hashem. And the pasuk says, V'imru hoshienu elokei yishenu, V'kapteinu v'atzileinu min ha'goyim. And the pasuk says, Hoidil Hashem kitoif. So there is a certain judgment that's followed by the trees of the forest praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when do we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Klal Yisrael say, Hoidil Hashem kitoif, V'imru hoshienu elokei yishenu. Comes the Levushim Siman Tafresh Lanalef. And the Levushim explains, based on Tosis's Makar, which the Gemara doesn't bring, by the way, of Oz Yiranu Atzei Hayah, that this judgment took place on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And after the judgment took place, Klal Yisrael come along and we shake our Arba Minim. Says the Rosh in Perek Gimel of Sukkah in Siman Chaf Vav, don't read it Oz Yiranu Atzei Hayah. Rather read it Oz Yiranenu Be'atzei Hayah. Not the trees of the forest will praise Hashem, but Klal Yisrael will praise Hashem using the trees of the forest. And when do we praise Hashem? Look when the pasuk continues. The pasuk says Hoidil Hashem Kitoif. The pasuk says Hoidil Hashem Kitoif, and it says Va'amru Hoshienu Lekeishenu. So it says Hoidil Hashem. Vahoshienu, says the Levush, that's the reason why we move our Arba Minim only at those two places. At Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, we move our Arba Minim, and we do it at Ana Hashem Hoshiana, because the pasuk says, V'imru Hoshienu Lekeishenu. And then when the Chazan continues, when we do the Hoidus on the Anas, the Chazan does shake it at Yom Ana Yisrael. But then the Chazan doesn't shake it at Yom Ana Yirei Hashem. And Yom Ana Beis Aaron. Why? Why does the Chazan shake? Well, only when he says Yom Ana by Yisrael, but not Beis Aaron and not Yirei Hashem, says the Levush in Tafresh Nanav. Because what's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk's talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael praise Hashem. So Yom Ana Yisrael is going on the pasuk talking about all Klal Yisrael. But the pasuk doesn't say Yirei Hashem, and the pasuk doesn't say Beis Aaron. So we are waving our Arba Minim based on that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about all of Klal Yisrael. It's not talking about Dafka Beis Aaron, and it's not talking about Dafka Yirei Hashem. That's the reason why we shake our Arba Minim only at those specific places, because it's from the pasuk Oz Yiranenu Atzei Hayah, and in that pasuk it's talking about all Klal Yisrael praising Hashem, and the pasuk says Hoyd Hashem Kitoiv V'Imru Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu. It doesn't say Hatzlicha Na. That's why we paskin like Mesilal, and we do it as follows. Says the Levush. He continues. So why do we stop at the word Hashem? We go, Ana, Hashem. Hayshi Ana. Hoidu, Hashem. Says Levush amazing. Because whenever we're masking Hashem Hashem, we have to have the ultimate kavana. And when we're moving, we won't have the right kavana. Zok the Levush. So it comes out unbelievable. We're shaking exactly as was done from the pasuk Oz Yiranenu Atzei Hayah. So again, we have two reasons so far. We have the reason that Tisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we have the other reason brought, the Gemara B'Shem the Ma'arava, is in order to stop Ruach HaSorach as Tzalim Raim. Comes the Rosh, it's the same Rosh, in Perek Gimel, Simach HaFav and Sukkah. And the Rosh quotes the Medrash, which we'll speak about soon in B'Siyat HaDishmai. And the Rosh brings the Medrash from a Yikur Rabbah. And the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael have a major, major war with the Umas Olam at Rosh Hashanah. V'les anan yodon mi natzach. And we don't know who won this war, says the Medrash V'Yikar Abba. But when Klal Yisrael come out holding their lulav and their esrog, we know who won the war. So the Rosh, b'shem the Medrash, is bringing in a third reason why we shake the Nanuim. The first reason we have the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Second reason is to stop Ruach HaSorach to fall in rhyme. Third reason, to show that we have won the war against the Umas Olam. Whatever this means, we'll come back to that soon, b'siyat d'shmaya. Pardon?
That's just the Lulav
now. The Medrash says Lulav and Esrog. That's what the Medrash says. So it comes out that we have three reasons why we do the Nanuim and we do the shaking of the Arbaminim. The question that all the Rishonim ask is the following. The Rishonim, Toises and Sukkah, and Daf Lamates, and Toises and Sochim, Daf Zayin and Mabes, and the Ran, they ask the following question. The Gemara says in Sukkah clearly, Misha Agba, Nafakba. Once you pick up the Arba Minim, you're Yotze the Mitzvah. That the Gemara says clearly. Once you pick it up, you're Yotze. Ask the Rishonim, so then when do you make the Bracha on Lulav? Because once you pick it up, you're yoitzer. And brachas have to be oivel asiyoson. Klal gold abatoira. Kol habrachas kulan mevarach aleihem. Oivel asiyoson. You must make a bracha before you do something. So once you pick up the arba minim, so when you make the bracha, once you pick it up, it's too late. This is the kasha that Tosis asks in Sukkah lav namtas madalef. And Tosis says the following. Maybe make the bracha before you've picked it up. The arba minim are on the table, and you make the bracha. Says Tosis, you can't. Heichan mevarach aleihem. The anach munach bekli. You can't make a bracha on something when it's munach bekli. You need to make a bracha on something that's readily available to you, basically that you're holding on to. We make a bracha on tefillin. We don't make a bracha on tefillin when it's in the case. We make the bracha on tefillin when they're on our own, just before we're about to do the hanacha. So, says Tosfos, making the bracha when the lulav and esrog on the desk is not an option. Says Tosfos the following. So maybe what you should do is the following. Maybe make the bracha and don't have kavana to be yotze. Pick it up. Don't have kavana to be yotze and then make the bracha. Tosfos doesn't like that so much. Tosfos then says the following. Why don't you turn around one of the minim? Why don't you just turn the esrog the opposite way around and then lift them up? How will that help me? Because the Gemara learns out from Atzei Shittim Oimdim that you only yoitza arba minim if you pick it up. Derech giduloson, the Gemara says. You need to take up your arba minim in the way that they were grown. So the esrog is grown in its way. So if you turn it round the way that it wasn't growing, you're not yoitza. So if you pick up the arba minim, the esrog is the other way around, so you're not yoitza arba minim, because you're not picking it up. Derech gidilason. Excellent. Now the arba minim are in your hand. Once they're in your hand, you can make the bracha. It's no longer munach bekli, but you haven't yet done the mitzvah. That's
grow because the pickle from the stem, but from down.
Well, whichever way that esrog grows, you have to just turn around the other way.
You don't know which way it grows. You haven't been there.
You don't know which way it grows, is it not? I think you can tell. I think you can tell which way the esrog grows. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak, I think you can. I think you can tell which way the esrog grows. Yeah, I think you can tell. You're only yoitza if you pick it up. The Gemara says atzei shittim oimdim. It needs to be exact the way it was grown. So if you flip it around, it's not the way it was grown. Therefore, you're not yoitza. That's Tosfos' third answer. Tosfos has a final answer. Tosfos says the following: you can pick it up normally, pick up all arba minim together, and it's still okay. It's still oivel asiyoson. Why is it oivel asiyoson? Because you haven't yet finished the mitzvah. Why have you not finished the mitzvah? Says Tosfos. Because you're still going to wave the Arba Minim at Hallel. Ah. So what does Tosfos hold? Comes out that when you take up the Arba Minim, the mitzvah continues until Hallel. Says Tosfos, the Lav will see. Tosfos says, I don't like that. Because when you shake it at Hallel, that is separate to when you shake it and you lift it up. So Tosfos and Sukkah holds that the way to get around Oivel L'Asiyoson is to turn over the Esrog, or really turn over any of the Minim that you would like to make it Oivel L'Asiyoson. Why is it not considered you're still doing the mitzvah because you're going to shake it in Hallel? Says Tosfos, when you shake it in Hallel, that's something completely different to when you shake it when you pick up to make the bracha. So it comes according to Tosfos, there are two separate inyanim. When a person makes the bracha and shakes the Arba Minim, they are doing the Ikka mitzvah of Arba Minim. When you shake it in Hallel, that's something else. What's going on in Hallel when you're shaking it? As you rather not say, yeah. So it comes according to Tosfos, there's two, call it two mitzvahs. When you pick up the Arba Minim and you make the bracha, you're being mekayim the mitzvah, v'lakachtem lachem b'yoyim harishim priyei tzadakapastron mezvavah v'arvei nachal. Lovely. What are you doing when you shake it at Hallel? It's not going to be different. As you rather not say, yeah. Comes Tosfos of Pesachim, the sign of a base, and Tosfos asks the following. We have a rule. when you pick up the lulav, you yaitza. But you have to make a bracha over lasiyosan. You have to make the bracha before you do it. And here, you're making the bracha after you've done it. Says Toysis Mitzachim, it's okay. Do you know why? Because when you pick it up, you're still doing the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah continues until Halal, end of Toysis. Toysis likes that answer. So you have Machlokes, Toysis and Sukkah, and Toysis Mitzachim. Does the mitzvah Arba Binim continue at Halal? Or are there two separate mitzvahs? Toysis Mitzachim, two separate mitzvahs. Excuse me, Toysim Sachim, it's the exact same mitzvah. You pick it up and that mitzvah continues all the way until Halal. Toysim Sukkah says no. Once you pick it up, you've done the mitzvah. Kach Tachem B'Yamarishon. What's going on in Halal? Also, you're on the Natsayo. Come to the Rambam and Hachas Lulav, in Perek Zayin, Alachates, Alachayud. And the Rambam writes the followers. The Rambam writes, the Ikka mitzvah of Arba Minim, mitzvah kil chosah, says the Rambam. You pick it up, you do three in, you bring it three out. By the way, Shidas HaRambam is, you only do the Nanuim once. Just you shake it three times, but you only actually pull it in and out once. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam continues and says, "V'heichan menanim, and where, at which point in the day do you shake the Arba Minim?" Says the Rambam in Halal. In fact, the Rambam doesn't even mention to break up the Arba Minim and make a bracha. The Rambam just says, you pick up the Arba Minim and you shake it during Halal. It comes out, Rambam holds exactly like Toysim Sachim, that the mitzvah of Arba Minim is to be done during Halal. That is the mitzvah. Toysin Sukkah holds no, they're two separate mitzvahs. It comes out, we're entering now a major, major machlokes rishonim, how to understand the mitzvah, the na'anuim. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah to take the Arba Minim is in Halal. You could say the following chakira. Is it pshat, the Arba Minim need Halal? Or does the Halal need the Arba Minim? According to the Rambam, and according to Toysis Mitzachim, the Arba Minim need Halal. These Arba Minim, you have to take them during Halal. But according to Toysis in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, no, the Halal needs the Arba Minim. Oz Yiranu Atzei Ayah, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Levishas, for the miracles that he did for us. So, pardon?
You didn't have the Arba Minim, but still have to do Halal.
Correct, 100%. You're saying, 100%. 100% Rabbididi, 100%. Because at the end of the day, you'll be Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the spitz way to be Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ozzy, you're on the Natsi Ayah, with the fruits of the forest, with the trees of the forest. In Tainim Advarim, which I saw in the Achroinim, they are, we're going to have a major, major Nafgimina Lahalacha between the Rambam and Toysis Mitzachim, who hold it's all one mitzvah, and Toysis and Sukkah, who holds that it's two separate mitzvahs. We'll come out the following. One Nafgimina. The Arba Minim you take when you make the bracha, do you have to use those same Arba Minim in Halal? Meaning, is there a din v'lakachtem lachem in Halal? The halacha is you have to own your Arba Minim on the first day. So when you pick up your Arba Minim, you have to own them. Do you have to own the Arba Minim in Halal? Or can you take someone else's Arba Minim? So according to the Rambam, you're going to have to own them. Why are you going to have to own them? Because it's part of the mitzvah of the Arba Minim is to say in Halal. So you're going to have to own those Arba Minim. But according to Toysfus, the following can happen. You could take up your Arba Minim, you make the bracha, and then you do Halal 5-10 minutes later, whenever it is. And then your friend comes, and your friend has the most beautiful Arba Minim you've seen in your life. He gives it to you, Matanam Anas Lahachzir. Can you shake those Arba Minim? So according to the Rambam, absolutely not. Because the mitzvah continues. But according to Toysfus and Sukkah, yes you can, there's no problem at all. Nafgimina number two. Can you have a hefsek between the bracha of lulav and halal? According to the Rambam, no, it's all one long mitzvah. You can't have a hefsek, you can't talk in between. You're in the middle of a mitzvah. But according to Toys, it's absolutely okay. You can have a hefsek. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Nafkimina number three. And this is very geshmak nafkimina. The halacha is, brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, that when a person takes the Arba Minim, they have to have three minim in their right hand and the esrog in their left hand. That's halacha. Three minim in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. Now this is something that Klal Yisrael tried to do, but often people get caught up in shul and forget, because they got their machzor in their hand, their halal, and then they're moving around, and they sometimes forget. And sometimes they put their four minim in their right hand, and their machzor in their left hand. This is a problem. Because when you do the mitzvah Arba Minim, you have to make sure three minim are in the right hand, and the esrog's in the left hand. What about during Halal? What about if during Hallel, a person would be more comfortable to take his four minim in his right hand and his maser in his left hand? Would that be a problem? So according to the Rambam, the Tosafim, Sochim, yes, because you are involved in the midst of a lakach and lachem b'yom rishon. Once you're involved in the midst of a lakach and lachem b'yom rishon, you have to make sure the three minim in the right hand and the esrog's in the left hand. But according to Tosafim and Sukkah, they're two separate mitzvahs. Once you pick it up, you're yoitza. The mitzvah, the lakach and lachem b'yom rishon. Later on in Halal, there's ozyu and ratzayah. I don't know if in ozyu and ratzayah, you have to have the same dinim as three in one hand, one in the left hand, maybe not. It's just in ozyu and ratzayah. It will come out that the Rambam is not nachis bichlal to Azuran and Atzayah. The Rambam doesn't hold at all of Azuran and Atzayah. Why not? So Pashas, the Rambam kedaka b'kodesh. The Rambam is meshubad legamrei to the words of the Talmud Bavli. Doesn't say anywhere in the whole of Talmud Bavli that you shake Arabinim because of Azuran and Atzayah. No, it's shteynisht. Doesn't say anywhere. The Rambam doesn't hold of Azuran and Atzayah. The Rosh brings a medjush in Vayikra Abba to say Azuran and Atzayah. Okay, it doesn't hold of that. So we'll come out, we have major nafkaminah l'maisa. The fine nafkaminah will be by the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh and base, by the way. Shulchan Aruch says, V'ikah mitzvasa b'sha'as halal. Fascinating. Loshanu the mechaber, V'ikah mitzvasa b'sha'as halal. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam and like Tosis and Psachim, that the ikah mitzvah is at the time of halal. Another nafkin will be, when do you make the bracha? According to Rambam Tosafot and Sukkah, you make the bracha just before Hallel. Comes the Shabur over there, Tarfesh on the base. When the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ikah mitzvah is b'shas ha-Hallel. Comes the Shabur and says, but there are medaktikim b'mitzvahs. And they do the following. They shake the Arba Minim and make the bracha long before Hallel. Hours before Hallel. They do it in their Sukkah by Netzach Amo. And it's brought by the Shlach HaKadosh and the Mekubalim that a person should make the bracha on the Arab Minim in the Sukkah. So this is Tolim, this Bechalokis Hashoinim. According to the Rambam and Tosafim Sochem, you can't do this. Because the mitzvah of Arab Minim is to do it during Hallel. You can't shake your Arab Minim in the Sukkah and then 2 hours later in Shul say Hallel. The mitzvah of Arab Minim is to do it during Hallel. But according to Tosafot and Sukkah, there are two separate mitzvahs. One is Lakach Nachem B'Yom Rishon. Al Pi Kabbalah, it's better to perform the mitzvah of Lakach Nachem B'Yom Rishon in the Sukkah. So according to the Mekubalim, the Sheikh, the Araminim in the Sukkah, that will, long before Hallel, that will, well, according to Tosafot, there are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Lakach Nachem B'Yom Rishon, and the other is something else. Oziran and Atzeyah. So we've come out with this beautiful Machlokes Rishonim. Mishabura sounds like he's passing like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's passing like the Rambam. And Mishabura over there, when the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ikah mitzvahs, v'sha'as ha-halel, Mishabura says, yesh medaktikim, now go at the shita of Tosfos, that they're two separate mitzvahs. One for lakachtim, and one is, ozirana tse'ayah. Just to be Messiah, v'sheshchem with samili da'agadata. If you were to ask me, not that my opinion's worth anything, but if you were to ask me, what is the weirdest mitzvah out of the Tariq mitzvahs? I would for sure say Arba Minim. For sure, nothing to discuss. We have lots of chukim. Yeah, you have to have shanas. You can't have a wooden linen. It's not weird. We don't understand it, but it's not weird. To take a fruit and three vegetables and shake them is weird. It lekala deis lekala shittas. It's weird. Why are we doing this? Pardon? That's true. But why did the Torah say to do this? Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to do this ritual? The mitzvahs, every mitzvah, every yom tov will make sense. Blowing shofar makes sense.
You just told us very good reasons.
Oh, because as you run out say, yeah. But why these four minim? But why these four minim? Why pri etada? Why kapas tomorrow? And why anafet avot? And why these four minim? But why don't you take a banana? It's a chayk. So we on the mayadim, we don't really have chukim. Look at Pesach. Every mitzvah we understand. Korban Pesach, chametz, matz, we all understand. Shofar, we understand. A Tanis Yom Kippur, we understand. Suddenly on Sukkos, Zok the Eibishter, do something. This the way, I'm not telling you, there's no Havana to it. What's the Havana? There's a Havana to it. There's a reason why we take these four minim and we shake them. Why do you take a banana and an apple? Why these four minim? The Torah doesn't give a reason. The Gemara doesn't bring a reason. The Shvedei Pinchas showed this to me. He was Moira to me, a Sefer called Seyda Hayyim. And the Seyda Hayyim writes something. Poshet, unreal. Unreal. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, in Parashat Lamed, Simon Beis, writes that Klal Yisrael have a din Torah. Not a din Torah, they have a fight. They have a milchama, the Netziv speaks this out. They have a milchama with the Ummah Sa'ilam. The Ummah Sa'ilam come along and make a milchama. They wage war with Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. That's Ribbul HaShofar. It's a sign of war. We're going out to battle. Who are we battling? The Ummah Sa'ilam. And Yom Kippur is the final battle. And we don't know who won the war. Explain to Netziv what's the war. Unreal Netziv. In Netziv and Harchiv Dava. In Emma. On the Psukim in Sukkah. Right in Netziv. You know what the battle is? The battle is that the Goyim can't stand Klal Yisrael. Because we are a nation that don't have mazel. Rabbi Shlomo Kluge explains. It's not just we're a nation that has mazel. We're the chosen nation. And the Ummah Sa'ilam hate that. They hate that we're not bound by mazel. They hate that we are the chosen people. So the Ummah Sa'ilam wage war. What is their war? Mehecha Tesi, you should be the chosen people. Mehecha Tesi, you should be governed by Hashkacha Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. We have mazel. Why don't you have mazel like we do? Why are you the chosen people? And that war takes place Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the whole avoid Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you to be our king. Please choose us once again to be the chosen people. Says the Medrash, Veles anan yadan minatach. And we do not know who won the war. Says the Medrash. But he who comes out holding the lulav in his hand, he's won the war. And as the Peleoyot writes, the famous bitui, didon natzach. We won the war. We won the war. How does the Arabic Minim show we won the war? How does it show we won the war? Writes the Seyda Yoyim. The Seyda Yoyim was written by Ramosha ibn Macher, one of the Gurei HaRizal, who lived in Tzfas in the times of the Dardeh of the HaRizal, Ramosha, the Al-Sheikh, the Ramak, the Shlomo Alkabetz. He lived in the Dardeh of those Gedolei Yisrael. And he writes the following. In Seyda Yoyim, in Kavanas Halala the Agudas, something beyond words. Oid Shamati. I'm quoting inside. Ki lechol ilan ve'ilan o'esa v'yerek. Every fruit, every plant, every vegetable. Yesh sar shaylet alav. Has a ministering angel above it. The oimeloi. And tells it gadal. Every single fruit, vegetable, plant, every species of vegetation. Has a malach above it that tells it to grow. The arba minim elu. But these four minim. Loi shlitam HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyad sar v'shayta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give to any angel. Ela kiviyachol mikoichoi umashkachosoi hapratis hem gedalim. These four minim grow solely under the hashkacha of the Eibishter. Ulezet zivalanu likach arba minim yuchadim loi dechag. Laharois lekol ha'am she'am Hashem Eile. We take these four minim and we show the world. We are the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'in hem b'yadoi. Shein lehem pachad v'eima m'shem b'ri'a b'olam. Write the Seyda Yoyim, the Talmud of the Arizal. He has a Kabbalah. That every single min has a sar of shaylet above it. The only four minim that don't are the arba minim that we take on Sukkah. And the Behetiv quotes the Arizal. When we do the Na'anuim and we moylech omevi, we bring it out. Says the Behetiv Hashem the Arizal, you take the Arba Minim, which represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you bring it to your heart. Behetiv Hashem the Arizal. To show, we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That shows how we won the war. Because the Ummah Sa'ilam fight us. And they say, why are you the chosen people? Why the people of God? Answer. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when you're doing whatever you're doing, we're saying Malchiyah, Sichronis, and Shofaris. We're doing Tshuva. You want to be the people of God? We'll follow our practices. You don't. We are the people of God. We are the chosen people. What's the simon? Because we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's these minim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to take. May all be zeicha to good kvittel and a very, very choshev simcha. Simchas Yom Tov.
Very nice. Very nice.
Shkafer.